And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio. You are here with your host, Ryan, and I will be with you till 11 o'clock today. For those of you who, I'm sure many of you already know Sounds of the City, but for those of you who it's their first time listening to my show is dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. So if there's any particular concert that you really, really want to know more about, or like, you haven't heard of music that's upcoming, you know, you want to listen to some new music, tune in to Sounds of the City Radio every Friday at 10 a.m. and I will promise to rock your hearts out with good soulful music that not you won't be jealous, because you're like, oh, I heard that song's awesome, but I can actually see it because it's coming to town, because I listen to it on Sounds of the City Radio. So that way life can be better, and I always try to make life better for everybody. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you know, everyone tries their best. Carrying on with my show, I always try my best to get you a selection of good music running around. But tomorrow, on August the 11th, it's the Burnaby Roots and Blues Festival, and we have many wicked bands, including Amadou Mariam, The Deep Dark Woods, The Indigo Girls, and Vancouver's very own No Sinner. Have you heard of No Sinner? Of course you have. They're the band that has been running around going crazy for the past 7 months, playing shows all over the place and rocking out. The first time I personally saw them was at Uptown Live, a festival in New Westminster, and then since then they've performed all over North America, not all over, but a lot of cities. They performed in New York, that's good. If a Vancouver band can perform in New York, that is really, 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 really cool. But they also played as part of the Jazz Fest, and the lead singer Colleen, fantastic voice altogether. It's they have such charismatic stage presence that I feel bad that I have to play you a CD. And unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, we couldn't have them in studio with us today. However, I will be, I do have the lucky privilege to be interview them tomorrow at the Roots and Blues Festival. So if you want to hear a good chat with them, tune in next week for that. But for now, I'm going to play you a song that's called Running off their the first EP called Boo Hoo Hoo. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I got some minor technical difficulties because that little CD thingamajiggy is not really in the best of responses with me right now. But don't worry, I got solutions to everything in this world. And that is the beauty of being a radio DJ, because you're supposed to have solutions to everything in this world. Now, I'm not going to play the song Running. Instead, I'm going to play the song Boo Hoo Hoo. Now you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
Reaching out for something, what I just don't know. say. I need someone to share my loads, 'cause this world
song Boohoo Hoo by No Sinner, and I got another one queued up for you. Now we're gonna listen to Running, because technically this time my CD is supposed to start working again. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 in Sounds of the City Radio. Just heard was Running by No Sinner, and that was from their first EP called Boohoo Hoo. Once again, they're going to be playing No Sinner will be playing tomorrow alongside a fantastic group of musicians at the Burnaby 2012 Blues and Roots Festival. Tickets for the show at the door, if you haven't bought your tickets already, are $75, and I highly recommend checking that out. We have amazing bands like Amadou Mariam, Indigo Girls, and the Washboard Union, and I would like to play you one song. It is called Midnight Train. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
I'll be riding the midnight train when it's leaving. I'll be going away to stay. Always wanted to know where that engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. I have been all around my old hometown. I've searched everywhere I know, but I can't find a trace of my girl in this place. There's nothing to do but go. True till the fighting was through, that she'd wait for me till the end. But now she's proven untrue, and our sweet love is through. Now I'm catching that train again, and I'll be riding the midnight train when it's sleeping. I'll be going away to stay. Always wanted to know where that engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. You know that she's wrong when I'm leaving my old hometown. Well, she said that she'd wait just to be my sweet date and lay my heart to the ground. And I'll be riding the midnight train when it's leaving. I'll be going away to stay. Always wanted to know where that engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Train pulling out in the rain. I've seen her with the stars up above, like a hound on the trail. Hell, it carries the mail to take me away from my love. And I'll be riding the midnight train when it's leaving. I'll be going away to stay. Always wanted to know where that engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Go where it goes today. I'm gonna go where it goes today.
And what you just heard was the Washboard Union with the song Midnight Train. And once again, they're going to be playing at the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival. Who else is playing there? The lovely African couple, they're a blind couple. They're from Africa. Amadou and Mariam, always lovely to hear the voice. I first got hooked on them when I heard the song Senegal Daka by which was produced by Manu Chao. Even though their music is quite well different from Manu Chao, but I want to play you a song from their latest album called Welcome to Mali. The song, the album is called Welcome to Mali, and the song is called Ce n'est pas bon. And I highly recommend you listen to the song and find out why that you should pay to go to the Burnaby Roots and Blues Festival tomorrow.
Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Listen up. The deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
And the song we just heard prior to the ads was by Amadou and Mariam, and the song was called Ce n'est pas bon. And Amadou Mariam, they're going to be playing at the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival tomorrow alongside Indigo Girls, Jimmy Vaughn, Michelle, Nick Giocello. Okay, I'm sorry. I definitely have mispronounced her name, but N-D-E-G-E-O Cello, C-E-L-L-O. I'm not going to try to pronounce that one more time. Kelly Jo Phelps, The Deep Dark Woods, Washboard Union, which we just heard a song from, and No Sinner, which we started at the show with. Definitely check that out. You can buy tickets, $75 at the front door. I know my show generally promotes upcoming live music, but there was so many wicked concerts in the past couple weeks that I can't ignore it, and I know you guys want to hear. You want to hear some. There's a couple that I would definitely like to talk about. For starters, we had a Dead Can Dance, and they played at, I think it was the Orpheum Theater, if I haven't mistaken. I wasn't at that show, but they played in Vancouver at least. And I've heard from three different sources that it was a mind blowing of a concert, and if I could actually financially afford to go to that show, I probably would have, but I think it was sold out. And I want to give out a special shout out to Moana, who really likes the show, really likes CITR, supports CITR, and really wants to listen to some Dead Can Dance, and I was like, I can't say no to that. So Moana, here's for you. The song's called House of Seraphim. just heard was by Dead Can Dance, and the song was called The Host of Seraphim. Once again, they played last night. It was in Vancouver, and I heard from three different sources that it was a blast of a show. So whoever got a chance to go, I hope you had a great time. Well, I'm sure you did have a great time. That wasn't the only great show that happened last week. Last Sunday, and this one I had the fortunate chance to see the show live. Greek musician Yanni played in front of a sold out crowd at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and honestly, it was probably it was one of the top 10 shows that I have ever been to, and two thumbs way up to Paul Merck's Concerts for organizing that event. But Yanni showed up. He usually shows up with like a 40-50 piece band, but like for Vancouver, he showed up with I believe it was a 12-piece band, violin, cello, harp, piano. He was on synthesizer and piano himself, flugelhorn, trumpet, trombone. It was absolutely gorgeous. His beauty is that he manages to connect classical music with modern beats. So it's stuff that it's beats that you sometimes even hear in a club, but at the same time, well, then when you have Sam Goldenarman with like his violin, he's playing over top of it. It takes the whole experience of a concert to a whole new level. And I was very happy to go see that show. I want you guys to listen to one. It's called World Dance, and I'm playing a live version because that is the only way to listen to Yanni's music. You listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. just heard a wonderful musical piece called World Dance, and it was performed by Yanni. Yanni last played in the Queen Elizabeth Theatre last week, and it was a fabulous show. He promised that he's going to show up with his entire orchestra once again next year, so stay tuned. Whether you should check out Paul Merck's concerts or if you just should check out Sounds of the City Radio, I'll make sure that you hear about it once it all happens. Carrying on with the future of the show, this weekend we got Live at Squamish. It's happening for its third year, and it's a very multi-diverse genre festival in that it doesn't a lot of festivals stick to one particular genre, or they're trying to appeal to one particular crowd. But the lineup is Tragically Hip, Beats Antique, Chromeo, No Sinner actually is even playing there, and a whole bunch of other more great, fantastic stuff that you should always check out. The lineup is so long that I cannot announce it all on air right now. But if you go to Live at Squamish and Google that, beep. If you Google that, you would you'd find the entire list of lineup. And when they have a little bit for every single type of music that you could possibly want to listen to. So go check it out. But some of the musicians that are playing there this year that I am a personal particular fan about that I think you should check out. I got one in front of my right now. It's called, they're called Beats Antique. They're from Portland. They're from America. And they've, over the past 3 years, they have reached, I'll say international success, but yeah, international success, but definitely like a huge, huge, huge hit in North America. And they're rocking out tons of festivals, including Live at Squamish. And this song I want to play for you right now is called Catskills. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio, and I'll be with you for another 20 minutes. So if you, after this song, there's going to be more music. Keeps on coming.
sit at home all day.
I used to sit at home all day.
Oh, letting my life a waste away.
Letting my life a waste away.
Oh, then one day a man in blue.
Then one day a man in blue.
Said, son, I got a job for you.
Son, I got a job for you.
So salacious. That's right. So salacious. Every Wednesday at 3 p.m, join Sprocket and Scatswan as they take you on a journey through the twists and turns of the variations of electro, swing, hip-hop and alternative music. Every Wednesday, 3 p.m, and only on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is another one by Beats Antique. It's called The Porsche. Porch. Off their latest album, Electrophone.
We'll be right back.
just heard the song The Porch by Beats Antique. I realized that I had a bit of a slip of a tongue and I said some miscorrect information. For some reason, I said this Live at Squamish is this weekend. I kind of lied because it's actually on August 24th, 25th, and 26th. So I hope you can forgive me for that one. I'm sorry, I just got the whole Burnaby Roots and Blues stuck in my head, and that is this weekend. But I'm happy I did manage to do correct that misinformation. Don't forget, on Sunday night, City in Colors playing on Saturday night, we're going to have Tragically Hip and Chromeo, which I want to play you a song by Chromeo from an oldie. It's called Fancy Footwork, and you're going to be listening to it on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Thanks for listening. And we are back with Sounds of the City Radio here on CITR. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. The song you just heard was by Chromeo, and the song was called Fancy Footwork. Once again, Chromeo is going to be playing at live at Squamish, August 24th, 25th, and 26th. Many great bands will naturally be playing, but there's a few really wicked ones that I would like to talk about. Well, the Matinee is playing, which they're absolutely fantastic. Last year, they got third in the 100... 5.5, the Peak Performance Project, which we're not exactly allowed to talk about, so I'm going to stop talking about that, but they did an absolute fantastic job. And another band that's going to be playing there on that weekend, which is 2 weeks from now, is Vancouver's very own Mother. Mother Mother actually recently performed here at UBC like 3 months ago as part of the end of year school party, and it was my first time that I actually got a chance to see them live, and it was quite mind-blowing, so I highly recommend checking them out. The song I'm going to play for you is Simple Simple. Is almost it for this week's Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you so much for everybody who listened in. You were quite lovely listeners to have. And tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. for a more list of upcoming concerts in town. The song we just heard was called Simple Simple by Mother Mother. And I want to play you another one by them. It's called Chasing It Down. And then followed by that, we're going to have Dorothy with Stereo Blues, who's going to rock your brains out with some good blues music. Other than that, take care, be safe, and you're listening to the song Chasing It Down by Mother Mother, who's going to be playing at Live at Squamish on the weekend of the 24th to the 26th. Other than that, enjoy, peace out.
Seem to have great significance.
Life will change. stranger that you can't stand without your kid. I've been looking, I woke up today and everything changed. All my friends and all my family suddenly don't understand me. Understand I'm not the man they think I am. Try chasing it down, try chasing it down. Favorite table, favorite waitress, favorite place. It's up in flames, it's up for sale. It doesn't matter anyhow. Like anything that tasted sweet, it only tastes that way about a week before. And there's no bittersweet. Try chasing it down, try chasing it down, try chasing it down. You don't wanna be found. Without your consent, without your okay. All my friends and all my friends.